Our story today called Would You Like a Seat by Beverly Bartlett. It was just a few more days till Christmas in San Francisco, and the shopping downtown was starting to get to us. I remember the crowds of people waiting impatiently for slow-moving buses and streetcars on those little cement islands in the middle of the street. Most of us were loaded down with packages, and looked like many of us were beginning to wonder if all those countless friends and relatives actually deserved so many gifts in the first place. This was not the Christmas spirit that I'd been raised with. When I finally found myself virtually shoved up the steps of a jammed streetcar, the idea of standing there packed like a sardine the whole way home was almost more than I could take. What I would have given for a seat. It must have been some kind of exhausted daze, because people gradually got off. It took me a while to notice there was finally some room to breathe again. Then I saw something out of the corner of my eye. A small boy, couldn't have been more than 5 or 6, tugged on a woman's sleeve and asked, "Would you like a seat?" Then he quietly led her the closest free seat that he could find. Then he set out to find another tired person. As soon as each rare new seat became available, he'd quickly move through the crowd in search of another burdened woman who was desperately in need of rest for her feet. When I finally felt the tug on my own sleeve, I was absolutely dazzled by the beauty of this little boy's eyes. He took my hand, saying, "Come with me." And I think I'll remember that smile as long as I live. I happily placed my heavy load of packages on the floor, and this little emissary of love immediately turned to help his next subject. People on the streetcar, as usual, had been studiously avoiding each other's eyes, but now they began to exchange shy glances and smiles. A businessman offered a section of his newspaper to the stranger next to him. 3 people stooped to return a gift that had tumbled to the floor, and now people were actually speaking to one another. The little boy had tangibly changed something. We all relaxed into a subtle feeling of warmth and actually enjoyed the trip through the final stops along the routes. I didn't notice when the child got off. I looked up at one point and he was gone. When I reached my stop, I practically floated off that streetcar, wishing the driver a happy holiday and noticing the sparkling Christmas lights on my street in a fresh new way. Or maybe I was seeing them in an old way, with the same open wonder I felt when I was just 5 or 6. I thought, so that's what they mean from Isaiah 6, and a little child shall lead them. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.